Welcome to episode 4 of The Budget is No. The Budget is No is where we dive deeper into how other industries, organizations, and individuals connect with people, resulting in a lasting, meaningful experience. We talk about coming up with ways to do this when there's limited resources and the budget is no. I'm Katie.
And I'm Elizabeth.
And this is The Budget is No. As most of you know, our first episode, we talked about Taylor Swift and her new upcoming single, Me. And she was recently on Ellen, where she was interviewed about her new single. I posted on Instagram about her audio clip where she was interviewed on Ellen about why she plants her Easter eggs during all of her music videos and everything that she does with her songwriting. And she said it's because she wants to extend the experience for all of her listeners beyond just the song, which I thought was such a perfect fit and exactly what we had talked about in our podcast.
She probably listened to that episode and thought, hey, that's what I'm doing, so I should share it on the Ellen show, right?
Obviously.
Because we know Taylor Swift listens.
Thanks for the shout out, Tay.
Thanks. I'm your friend now, not a fan, friend.
Exactly.
Another cool thing we got to do this past week is we're constantly trying to learn more about podcasting, better ways to share our podcast, and just kind of learn from the best out there. So we actually got to be part of the studio audience, if you will, of the Exposure podcast. And it's an events-focused podcast featuring Dana Frucker-Duty and Todd Carruth. So I just want to say shout out and thank you for letting us sit in and learn kind of about how they go about recording their podcast. So if you're interested in listening to them, they have some great content they release every month. You can find them on the Expo Group's website. So this episode, we're going to talk about the community that we found in different fitness communities that we're a part of.
Yeah, so as most everybody knows, I think that the fitness arenas are so prevalent these days. I mean, I feel like every time I turn around, there's like a new fitness studio popping up, especially in the Dallas, like Fort Worth area. Between the yoga studios, the cycling studios, there's, you know, I feel like there's like a goat yoga studio. There's like every kind of fitness arena you can possibly imagine. So I feel like there's a lot of things that we can pull from those, for our content.
This is just a random idea that popped into my head, but did you ever do those Taibo videos in middle school?
Yes.
Where you would like do like air punches and then it would say like double time, you had to go like,
yes,
double time.
Absolutely.
I think those were the best days of middle school.
Those were like the pre-Orange Theory, pre-Soul Cycle, like those community, like you build your own community at home with Taibo.
And this was, yeah, just in the middle school line, you know, all wearing the same t-shirt with like your last name on the back of it. Oh, good times.
Absolutely.
But since it's 2019 and we're all fancy now, one area of this fitness arena that we're going to talk about is Orange Theory. So I am personally a member of Orange Theory, and it is a high interval training workout. So it's a 60-minute workout. You go in and you get your workout done on the treadmill, and then the rowers, and then the weight station. So every day the workout is different. You have a coach coaching you through it, and it's a small class, anywhere from 24 to 36 people. So that's kind of the background on what Orange Theory is. So some of the things that I've seen Orange Theory do as a big organization, as well as the local studios, is they'll have VIP Facebook groups for each gym. So at Orange Theory, when you're a member, you can go to pretty much whatever gym you want to go to. So it doesn't matter if you're here in Dallas or if you're on a show site in Las Vegas, like there's locations everywhere. And so each studio has their own VIP Facebook group. So there's words of encouragement, the coaches will go in there and talk, people may say what they liked about the workout. So it's really just a place where members can talk to each other. At the end of each workout, they encourage us to use a hashtag. So for example, this month's hashtag is #meaningfulmiles. So they encourage all members to check in on Facebook, tag the person you were with, and for every check-in, a certain number gets a pair of shoes for a homeless youth. So
oh, wow.
We know that like every time we're going and we're working out and we're tagging our friends and our coaches and our workouts, that it's being used for a philanthropic
cause. Oh, that's really cool. And so Orange Theory then is the one backing this philanthropic cause. So as long as their members are using the hashtag through the Facebook groups, you guys are all supporting this philanthropy. That's of no cost to you as the Orange Theory goer, correct?
Correct. And each month they choose a different charity. So some of them are area specific. So we've had a couple that benefit local North Texas area groups, but we do also have months that support a national charity. And it ranges from providing testing for children who suffer from leukemia to providing vests for service dogs. So the causes are very wide and very appealing to a broad audience.
That's awesome.
And with all those check-ins, they're getting free marketing.
Yeah, exactly. And then it raises awareness for all of these other causes that you very well may not have known about if it wasn't for Orange Theory.
Definitely. And I think, too, with Orange Theory kind of rapidly expanding, there's still people that don't know about the gym and don't know kind of what type of workout. So anytime you're seeing me on my Facebook check-in, that's another area that they're able to kind of get their brand into. And so people
very
can see
smart.
What's going on.
And that's all free publicity for them.
Yep. I should charge them for my marketing posts. Like, I'm an influencer and I need you to pay me for these posts.
And now you're being mentioned on the Budget Is No.
Definitely. It's really great though, because sometimes my shout out to Coach Deb, she's one of my favorite coaches, she'll actually comment on my check-ins that I did a good job, or I have even been called out for not attending her class.
Oh,
so that's
not so good.
Motivation at its finest. Another cool thing that they do is the local studios will organize brunch and happy hours, and Coach Deb also likes to jokingly call it job security, because she's like, you go to the workout or you go to the happy hour all you want and eat those chips and guac, and I know you'll be coming right back here to burn it off. So
that's pretty smart. And bottomless mimosas, you will definitely be going back the next day.
Yes, but don't do the workout drunk. I've done it slightly tipsy and it did not turn out very well. One thing that they did as part of last month, during the month of May, they raised money for a cause that supported ALS research. So they did it in a really cool visual way that I think encouraged people to participate. So us as members, we could go and purchase a poker chip. So they had a couple of different poker chips that each corresponded to a different exercise. So for instance, the purple chip was maybe 5 burpees and the red chip was maybe 2.5 miles. And they each had a different corresponding cost. So some were $5, some were $20, one was even $500. And you could purchase these chips and then drop it in a jar labeled your coach or the studio assistants, the people who work there. So you're essentially donating to the cause and then torturing your coach at the same time.
Oh my gosh, what a genius idea.
So they had one session where you could come in and watch and cheer on your coach as they had to complete all of the exercises they had been gifted by our members.
Oh my gosh. Wait, so how many burpees are we talking here?
I'm not exactly sure, but I heard something like Coach Deb said she had to do like over 100 burpees.
Oh, poor Coach Deb. How did she survive that?
I don't know. I mean, she's fantastic and she openly admitted that she loves burpees, but not something
No, not over 100. You do not love burpees. There's no way.
I can do like 5 and then I'm dead.
But what a great way to like encourage everybody to be involved, to get people excited. And it seems like it'd be a very visually pleasing way of kind of getting people involved too. If you have those jars out, and it's very simple too. I mean, it's not like it takes a lot of effort to have those different colored poker chips and to have that displayed when people are walking in, so you can actually see like the progress of how much money you're raising. And then not only that, but like how many burpees and how many miles and how many, you know, pull-ups or whatever it may be that you're making people do. Like, that's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, and they had a little tally on the board of how much each studio had a goal not sure, you know, $2,500, $2,000. So they had a little thermometer that they would just color in, but it did, that visual aspect did kind of help promote that healthy competition.
Yeah.
At the end of workouts, I heard coaches saying, hey, like, I heard Coach Brenda really loves to do burpees, wink, wink, nod, nod, go donate your $5. And I mean, they torture us like 3 to 4 times a week.
Yeah. So on the regular, might as well pay them back and do something good while, you know, while doing it.
Exactly. I mean, I think that's something that you can definitely do at your event if you're trying to fundraise money, or if you're even trying to tallies people's votes in a creative way, or give people tickets or ping pong balls or however.
Yeah. It's kind of like the new and improved version of just, instead of just marking off like the thermometer of, you know, how much you've raised, actually having like that interactive segment of it. And if maybe if you have a celebrity type of guest or somebody that's like really prominent that's within your community that could do something fun like that, whether it be, you know, a quote unquote coach or whoever it is, to do burpees or to do something funny in front of people, you know, obviously they'd have to be willing to do that, but something to kind of raise the stakes and to get people excited. It's something really easy and you know, obviously can help get people excited about it.
Definitely. And I think too that you can use it after the event or after you've collected this money as additional content. I know I mentioned that 1 month we raised money for vests for service animals, and so they actually had one of those puppies come in just for the afternoon.
Oh, that's awesome.
So anybody coming into class could see this puppy as part of this group and could like pet the dog, and you could actually see the impact of your check-ins.
That's so great.
Yeah, and they posted that on the VIP Facebook community, so if you were a part of that, you could see how your money was impacting in real life, and it's not just check-ins with a hashtag on Facebook.
That's great. I love that. Well, now I can see why you're so obsessed with Orange Theory.
Yes, and one more thing. So, of course, we all love meme accounts. So there's one account on Instagram. It's a memes, Orange Theory memes. So basically, I tell you this because it's an example of how your community become advocates. So it's a lady, she travels all around the US for jobs, and she works out as many studios as she wants to. So basically all she posts on her Instagram is just memes. So like when the workout is really hard for that day, it's somebody die or whatever. But so she's created like this community around this Instagram, and people submit memes and she shares them. But she's also has her own Instagram TV series. It's called The Afterburn, and basically she interviews coaches and other Orange Theory enthusiasts on her Instagram. She's just going live to her followers, and this is just her doing this as a member. She doesn't get paid or doesn't get a membership as far as I can tell, and she is here creating this valuable content for the brand. So I follow her, I see her tips. She does Q&As, she answers questions about her experience, and that's just a great, another example of somebody who is Orange Theory obsessed sharing the impact that it's had on their life with the community.
Awesome. I like that.
Okay, Katie, so I'm pretty sure you're probably tired of listening to me talk about Orange Theory. So I want to know what inspiration that you found in this fitness arena space.
So the thing that I wanted to talk about is SoulCycle. For those of you who don't know, SoulCycle, it's a 45-minute indoor cycling class, and it's super high-intensity cardio. It's rhythm-based choreography, and it's the bright yellow bikes. When you go by it, it's basically screams in your face and you really can't miss it.
Sounds so bougie.
It is very bougie, and most people, it is definitely kind of like a love-hate relationship with it. The instructors are definitely like, they're very upbeat, to say the least. But with that, it's a community. Like, everybody, that you ride together and you die together. So the creators of SoulCycle, their goal was to create a community. And when they founded this program, everybody thought that they were crazy when they told people that they were going to be charging $30+ a class to ride a bike. Everybody said that they were going to fail because they were like, no, you cannot do that. That's crazy. People don't even charge that for like a monthly gym membership.
Or it's something you can do for free outside.
Yeah, exactly. And they were determined to prove everybody wrong. And the way that they did that was because they weren't just creating another gym. They were literally creating a community. They did that by touching every single one of the senses. So from the minute that you saw the studio, you saw these bright yellow bikes, you saw these neon signs, and you immediately were like, okay, this is something different. Then you walked in and you smelled this grapefruit smell. It was a signature smell that they wanted everybody to recognize the minute that they walked in. And then from like their signature like grapefruit hand wash that they had, you know, from their yellow bikes that they had in their studio, from the lighting in the studio, from the way that your water bottle sits in the bike in the studio, every single detail they created, they wanted it to be an experience. So it's not just like when you go to the gym and you go to the cycle class at your, say, you know, your 24-hour fitness, and you have to get on six different bikes before you find one that actually like isn't wobbling, that actually works, and the seat is actually like, you know, you can actually move and tighten and everything. Like, no, everything is perfectly designed and fit for every single person that walks in that door. And when they first started this, it's not like they had $1 million to do it. They did this with not a lot of money. And they did it by, you know, they went to a Whole Foods, I think, and they discovered all these different hand soaps. They smelled all these different grapefruit hand soaps, and they discovered the cheapest one that they liked, and they bought it in bulk. And that's what they, you know, put in their very first studio in New York, of the one that they wanted to use. And they didn't have a lot of money to spend, but like, that's what they found. And so that's what they did. And so from there on out, they were, you know, constantly trying to create a community. And not only with the senses were they doing that, but then they also did it with every employee that they hired. So every employee that they hire, they go through a rigorous customer service training. So every single person has to be drinking that Kool-Aid and making sure that they are eating, breathing, and believing in the SoulCycle customer service. So they make sure that every customer that walks in that door, they are a part of that SoulCycle family, that no matter if they're running late or if they can't make a class, it's okay. They never make anybody feel guilty about it. They call it, if you have to call in and you have to cancel a class or you're running late, they call it doing you a favor. Like, they never make you feel guilty about anything. They say, okay, we're doing you a favor, not a big deal. Any business decision that these ladies made for SoulCycle, they always said that they did a gut check. And when they said that, they would always take a step back and say, okay, is this decision something that, you know, would we want our daughters to be working at this company? And would we want our daughters to be a customer at this company?
I've heard of something similar also happening at Orange Theory. There's a Reddit group for Orange Theory that I go on, and they discuss the workouts, because at Orange Theory every day the workout is different. But there's a lot of comments of people that say, you know, I injured myself and I had to spend 2 weeks off, and I hadn't been to Orange Theory in 2 weeks, and then I got a text from the head coach wondering where I was and if I was okay.
Like, that means a lot.
And another comment was like, yeah, you would never have another gym call you unless like your credit card failed.
Exactly.
But to really, and I think that helps people justify maybe the price of your membership, because you're not just getting a gym where you walk in and maybe the treadmill's working and maybe your favorite bike is open by the TV, but it's really like this group of people is on this journey to become a healthier, or just better than we were yesterday group of people. And to have that consistent experience at SoulCycle, it smells the same. You know that the front desk workers are going to be nice and you're going to get a consistent customer experience. I really think that helps build like the entire
experience
or ambiance of like working out. Like it's not just working out. Like exactly. It's another community that you're a part of.
Exactly. And that right there, that doesn't cost you anything. Building that experience, that does not cost you any money to have that customer experience, and that customer journey does not cost you anything, but it does cost you time, and it costs you the commitment of making sure that you're willing to train your people and you're willing to invest the time to give the training and to make sure that that you are committed to, you know, making this investment in your employees and in your attendees, making sure that you're invested in their best interest. And you know, it's not just about the bottom line at the end of the day, and you're making the decisions for your customers.
Because I'm sure SoulCycle could have been, okay, we'll just charge $10 a class, we'll get whatever lot of exercise bikes that's free or
exactly.
cheap. We'll go get just Costco, not that there's anything wrong with Costco, but we'll just get like a big warehouse type shipment of soap, and it doesn't really matter, and it doesn't have to be consistent. It
yeah.
can just be a place to go in and get your workout done.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, that's what they were aiming not to be, because they wanted to create a community. And I think that's what we are all aiming to do with whatever it is, whether it be building a workout facility or building an event or a trade show or a festival. You are trying to create an experience, and in order to do that, you have to build a community.
And you had mentioned something about one of the founders and her new...
Oh, yeah. So I was listening to another podcast, and she was actually being interviewed, and she... her and her, the other co-founder, they just sold SoulCycle for, I think it was like $90 million or something. They sold it to Equinox. And again, because everybody told them that they were going to fail. So yeah, obviously. And now she is going and is working with WeWork. And she's taking on a new venture there. And she had mentioned that she wanted to go and do something different because she wanted to create a community there. And she said something funny. She's like, I did the same thing in SoulCycle, that she goes, I was creating a community. She goes, it was not about bikes. It was about empowering a community. And WeWork is not about desks. It's about empowering a community. And so I just thought that was a great, great way of looking at this whole entire, this whole entire thing.
Yeah, and I think, as you mentioned, building that community, empowering that community, we've also seen a shift of gyms and other fitness providers, clothing, shoes, partnering with hotels. So, for instance, Orange Theory released last year that they're having some locations where there's pop-up Orange Theories.
Okay.
So instead of saying I go to Las Vegas and there's not an Orange Theory in walking distance, I could actually walk down to the lobby of my hotel and go to the Orange Theory pop-up experience. Same workout, same coach, same technology, but just in a hotel instead.
Very cool.
Yeah, and so we also found out that in an article that we'll link, that there are Peloton bikes that are available in some Westin hotels. And even New Balance teamed up with Westin hotels to loan out shoes and clothing to
guests. Oh, yeah, I've seen that. So when you check into a Westin, you can give them your shoe size and your short size and your shirt size, and they will deliver you running shoes and workout clothes to your room, and you can have workout clothes all week, and they'll take them and they'll wash them each day and bring them back to you, so you can have workout clothes all week. And that's like their whole campaign that they do. I think it's called like We Rise or something. so that you don't actually have to pack your workout clothes. They will have them for you. I mean, that's genius.
That is genius. And I am so guilty of, I will always make room for shorts, a t-shirt, and tennis shoes. And do I ever work out while I'm on a show site or an event? Rarely. So that is really cool. I think I was in Indianapolis and I can't remember which hotel, but on the menu where it said amenities, it did have that I could request a yoga mat, I could request free weights, no clothing, but it at least would allow me to do some workout or a yoga video or some sort of like basic free weight exercises in my hotel.
That's really nice. And I think this ties back into kind of like unlikely
partnerships,
how we talked about it with the Spotify and the Dove campaign, because this New Balance and Westin, I mean, like, who would have thought that they would partner up? And I mean, it's kind of genius.
And I think for those people who are either always on the road or are traveling for work, it's really easy to get in that mindset of, I'm going to wake up in the morning, eat my breakfast, do my work thing, come back home to the hotel, eat my dinner, watch TV, go to bed. And that's really not how we live our lives on the regular. Like, you want to be able to go outside and work out and do your thing. So this way it kind of enables you to have that,
your more normal of like a schedule. Normal lifestyle, even if you are on the road.
So those are kind of some observations we had from the gyms that we're either a part of or can see are doing some really cool things. Let us know if you have any other examples. I know Camp Gladiator is really big on promoting community. I see people's check-ins and posts from Camp Gladiator. I see people's check-ins and posts from Camp Gladiator all the time, and I know they encourage members to bring out friends for workouts. So there is this big effort to kind of create that community in the fitness area. And I do think a lot of these brands and gyms are focusing more on content marketing, making sure their social media posts, making sure they're highlighting members and their transformations, and just kind of looking to these internal media teams to like reach out and get new customers, but also keep their existing customers. That's my two cents.
I agree, absolutely. And shout out to my Session Pilates, which I'm obsessed with. I didn't bring it because it's just a Dallas brand, but they do a fantastic job with their marketing and their branding and just their overall sense of community. If you are into Pilates, I highly suggest you check it out. That is Session, and you can follow them on Instagram. They're amazing. Ask me about it. I'll send you all the information. Can't get enough of The Budget Is No? Sign up for our newsletter to be the first to know about new episodes, updates to things we talk about, and cool things that Katie and Elizabeth are watching, reading, or thinking about. We won't spam you. Sign up on our website by clicking at the Sign up on our website by clicking the newsletter tab. Find us on Apple Podcasts app or Spotify.
You can visit us at our website at www.thebudgetisno.com. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And most importantly, if you can like and subscribe to us wherever you listen to podcasts and leave us a comment so we can learn about what to do better or tell us what you like, and we can make this the best podcast ever. So thanks for listening.